the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
A weekly hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s obscurities, podcast via freefm.org.nz and iTunes, and spreading the love via facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Welcome, I'm Phil Gray. Welcome to your weekly potpourri of the greatest in 60s underground rock music. We're talking garage rock, garage punk, freak beat, and psychedelia. And this episode, number 529, it's a blend of garage rock, garage punk, and proto-psych. And we got it underway with an obscurity with a band called The Kids out of, I think, Chattanooga. Certainly the label, Tenor Lager, is from Chattanooga, Tennessee, 1968, 7-inch 45. From The Kids, the A-side, Jordan Land. We took the B-side, Fake Illusions. Way cool instrumental from The Kids.
Is it distorted?
Retrospect. We're going to carry on with tracks out of the States. Remember, always Global Garage a bit later in the episode. But for now, the band called The Baroques out of Milwaukee. Formed 1966, had some success and a transition from garage to psychedelia, and gained some controversy with their single Mary Jane. It's the B-side of the 45 we're taking the track from. Also released a studio album before disbanding in 1968. So the Baroques, originally formed as the Complete Unknowns. Here's the A-side of that 45 from 1967. It's titled Iowa, A Girl's Name.
Swimming through, keeping a sad memory new. cuckoo like left by you. Why should this warrior weep at the long knife side, seeing the way love has died? Iowa, Iowa, all my thoughts slowly turn to
This is Peter C. Budd, originally from the UK, guitarist of the original Cave Dwellers from Chicago. You're tuned to Phil Gray and the Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. Rock on, Phil.
There's lots of things you have got to see.
just the lyrics, it's the beat.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia.
Baby, it was me you were trying to please. Now make a dog cry, woman, the way you brought me to my knees. Yeah, I was really hung on you, child, and I believed you when you said you wouldn't play games. I keep hoping, but all you pretty women turn out to be just the same. Don't shoot me down.
Garage Punk Show, three tracks out of the States, The Baroques with Iowa, A Girl's Name, an alternate take of that song, lesser known version. Then we had Dr. Speck's Optical Illusion from New Orleans, formed 1965, best known for a single release of She's the One and Trying to Mess My Mind. The track we had, Dr. Speck's Optical Illusion from Gentilly in Eastern New Orleans. Tracks recorded at Cosimo Matassa's Jazz City Studio. Very cool tracks. Trying to Mess My Mind. Then we had The Brogues from Merced, California from 1964. Known for their distorted guitar work and R&B influenced vocals. Two reasonably successful singles. Notably their cover of I Ain't No Miracle Worker. We had The Brogues with Don't Shoot Me Down.
These publishers know well that once so exposed, the insatiable curiosity of youth will cause him to delve deeper and deeper into this grotesque material until his utter depravity is complete.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia.
It was a few years since I had this one on the show. The band is called Cack Click. 1964-45, released on House of Guitar. Cack Click were Armand Schobrick, an American avant-garde musician with a cult following. He was co-founder of the Church Mice as well as Cack Click and the Armand Schobrick Steels. The other band member, Dick Tosti, aka Dick Rogers, he was also in the Dick Tosti Trio. So Cack Click, 1964-45. We've had the A-side on the show before. That's Lord My Cell Is Cold. I don't think, though, we've had this B-side. One More Day and One More Night.
Time, no more summertime, I'll be saving you too. feeling of importance, of belonging, of putting one over is taking hold. Pete intends to tighten that hold, to squeeze it, to hook it, to lock it in. Now's the time to introduce the joints. But Pete has learned the rules well. A pusher can never be caught with the stuff on him. Instead, he must leave it, stash it, get it from a flunky.
Here comes the postman walking down the lane.
Comes the postman, comes the postman.
See the letter he has brought for my sweetheart.
Comes the postman.
The envelope seems to be moving.
Comes the postman.
Ah, I can taste the hurt of the envelope.
Comes the postman.
My revenge!
Here comes the postman.
See the envelope hanging in the air.
Here comes the postman.
I have grafted it to the telephone wires.
Here comes the postman.
Don't even see the letter.
Here comes the postman.
I have stuffed it into atoms of copper sulfite.
Here comes the postman.
Ah, watch out! The postman is coming. He's going to mail an old furniture. Hide the ostriches. Hide the lobsters. Hide everything. Because the postman is coming.
Now, Jefferson Airplane.
I am a duck. I can't wear white Levi's. You are probably human. You have all the luck.
Your arms are incredibly fat. Your women are tired.
What a cool set. Out of the States, Cack, Click, One More Day, One More Night. Followed then with the Driving Stupid, retrospect favourite of course, Ride the Lobsters. Then we had the 4 O'Clock Balloon. That's a cool psych name. Out of Columbus, Ohio, together just 67 and 68. Wayne Shepherd was an Ohio State student and New Jersey native. He got some other Ohio State University musicians, hooked up with a high school student guitar whiz by the name of Roger Elton, and formed the 4 O'Clock Balloon. Their set lists included covers of The Mothers of Invention and Jefferson Airplane. We had the latter, their cover of Two Heads. Finally, a band called End. Simply End, an obscurity for sure. Cover, of course, of Not Fade Away, lifted that from the Garage Punk Unknowns Part 1, Mid-60s America's Teen Garage Rock Action Blast, 1965 to 1967 compilation, End, Not Fade Away.
Now it's even easier to get your weekly dose of 60s Garage Rock, Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelia. Simply ask your Spotify-enabled device to play you Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show.
Time for Global Garage. Here's a band formed 1967. Their biggest hit was a cover of The Zombies' I Love You. That was 1967. They formed that year when a 16-year-old high school student left a band called The Freelancers, invited a former member of The Swing West to form a new band. That band was The Carnabees. Great Japanese group sounds band, and this is a great track. It's called Go Go Stop.
Go 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 stop stop stop. Go 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 stop stop stop.
ハンドルしっかり握っていないと
君の恋人いなくなる。ぼやぼやしてたら危ないよ。
いい子はみんなに狙わ。
タバコの煙はどうして紫？
おかしなこともあるものだ。青く見えたらいけないか。
黄色く見えたらどうしよう。
誰かが勝手に決めたこと。
左だったらいけないか。
真ん中だったらどうしよう。
ゴーゴーゴーゴーストップストップ。ゴーゴーゴーゴーストップストップ。
おかしなこの世。
ゴーゴーゴーゴー。
Check out Retrospect on Apple Podcasts, where you can rate each show and leave a review for Retrospect.
It's not nice.
And of course, subscribe.
It was bad.
For your weekly fix of cool 60s garage.
I'm not finished.
Tu existencia queriendo estar junto a ti. Yo te quiero, por eso te dejaré.
Ya jamás en ti estaré.
Thank you.
faremo a soffrire. Si attorno in te tua esistenza, querendo estar junto a ti. Yo te quiero, por eso te dejaré.
Ya jamás en ti estaré.
Te quiero. ¿Por qué?
You are about to hear the youngest, the wildest, the freakiest sound around today.
Retrospect.
Early in the morning, break of day. When my baby went away, come back, baby, I wish it would, so I could love you like I really should. Come pretty, baby, what you trying to do? You know I just wanna make love to you. Early in the morning at the break of day.
Shut these people up.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Oh!
Four global garage tracks, Japan's Kana beats with Go, Go, Stop. Then, from Caracas, Venezuela, Los 007, formed 1965, one of the first rock and roll bands in Venezuela, through to their ending in 1970. Very much influenced by British groups, namely, of course, the Beatles. First album released 1966, sold 75,000 copies. Their follow-up LP included covers of Dylan's Blowin' in the Wind and tracks by Charles Aznavour. The band reformed in 1970, again in the 90s, Los 007. We had Escucha Niña from Venezuela's Los 007. You can see them on our Instagram and Facebook. Then from Thailand, off an EP from the mid-60s, from this Yardbirds-influenced band, Dynamics. Track called I Wish You Would, that appears on a number of compilations, including Far East Far Out, also the various artists, Pebbles Volume 15 International Mashup Compilation, The Dynamics. Then finally, you can see this band up on our Instagram and Facebook as well, Os 5 Bambinos, or Os 5 Bambinos, 7-inch 45 RPM EP, released in 1966, called O Chamo Por Ti. The band is out of Portugal. It's their only release, Os 5 Bambinos, with O Chamo Por Ti, cover, of course, of the Beatles, I Call Your Name. Now it's even easier to get your weekly dose of 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat, and psychedelia. Simply ask your Spotify-enabled device to play you Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. Back to the States now with a band formed in the suburbs of Chicago around 1963. They featured regularly at Don Bellock's Holiday Ballroom. They called the Centuries. Here's one from a 7-inch 45 release in June 1965. It's the B-side, I Love You No More.
I called you on the phone to tell you, to tell you.
Phil Gray's Retrospect.
Yeah. What is the juvenile court to do with this? But that show has sown certain seeds in these youngsters. And the seeds could be of a physical nature where they could be impaired with it.
Retro seeds.
Centuries topping that set, Chicago band with I Love You No More, then The Running, Jumping, Standing Still, often shortened to RJSS, formed 1966 by ex-Missing Links members in Melbourne, Australia. Together through to 1968, Running, Jumping, Standing Still with a Little Girl. Then we had The Mountain Men, described as an extremely rare and expensive British Beat 45 from 1965. Released on an imprint called EOS Private Recording. I had a look at EOS. They had five releases that I can see, from acts as diverse as the Castle Square Junior Choir, the Challengers, the Bargoed Male Voice Choir, and two from the Mountain Men. So from 1965, 7-inch single on EOS, obscure label, A-side, Too Many People.
A place where there's No time, no day, no night, no seasons.
Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast.
Here's another obscurity. Described as a tax scam release from a Buddha subsidiary label Super K, featuring bands The Echoes and The Scoundrels, or members of, turning out a song called Now You See, Now You Don't, which appear to be demos or throwaways recorded in session time intended as tax write-offs and sold by the band to Cassinets and Cats. They ended up being credited to other people, so it's a convoluted story, but it was released as The Empty Head. This is Now You See, Now You Don't.
Chimney made out of human skull on the roof above. Come on, take take a little walk with me, darling, and tell me, who do you love?
That's a bit of obscure 60s garage punk out of Texas. In fact, it's from a compilation called Don't Be Bad. 60s punk recorded in Texas. It's a 1967 track from the Pirates, Mona, and Who Do You Love? Bringing us to the end of this episode of Retrospect. Remember, lots and lots and lots of back episodes available via all good podcasting platforms. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram. Just search for Retrospect Garage Punk. And if you can like, follow, rate, review, all that good stuff, I would hugely appreciate that. Going out with a band called The Steps, off the Pebbles Volume 15 International Mashup Compilation, released on SEAN Records out of Malaysia in 1967. This was the A-side, Kitchia Kitchia, from The Steps, wrapping this episode of Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show.
With Retrospect. Retrospect Garage Punk Radio on Facebook and Retrospect 60s Garage Punk on Instagram.